10:37, News Radio 830 WCCO. John Hines on this Thursday morning. 71 degrees in the Twin Cities. For folks who do websites and are cloud-based photo sharing, I guess that's the good way to say it, right? This is as much electronics background and media information that I have. But if you do cloud-based photo sharing, so let's say you come back from a trip, you put your photos up there, you want certain people to know they're there. You get to those people because you've set privacy settings for these things, and then you, your friends, your family, whoever you're sharing the photos with, you could say, oh, you can see them all here. Here is the way to log in and get that information. So you're keeping it private. They're just using that cloud-based service. Well, now people are hacking it. And some people are hacking it and finding naughty bits and sharing those. And I think that's called fusking. Somebody who knows is Julio. Julio, are you with me this morning, Julio?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, 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 good. Julio Ojeda Zapata, who writes for all kinds of tech stuff for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, joins me this morning. You can also read him at TwinCities.com. That's the where you find Julio. Hey, did I describe fusking correctly? Or what is exactly what is fusking?
Well, what happens is sometimes you'll put something online and you'll think it's private, but the only privacy you really have is that nobody knows the exact address to get to that content. So so with the Photo Bucket, for instance, if you post a photo and you set it as private, that basically only means that it won't show up in search engines, that people won't know the address. The problem is, you know, people that are persistent enough can guess the address, and if they guess the address, they can get to the content. So that's not really private. It's anonymous, really, but not really private. To give you another example, like if I post a video on YouTube, I have three choices. I can password protect it, or I can make it fully public so it shows up in search engine results, or I can make it, or there's a middle ground where it won't show up in search results, but somebody who knows the address can get right to it without having to log in.
Okay.
So what people need to do is every service that people use online to post information, they have to take a really close look at the privacy settings and make sure that something is really private, that nobody can get to it if they guess the address. Because in some cases, all you're really doing is putting something online with an address that anybody can get to if they know it or guess it.
Okay, but my kind of thinking is, and tell me if this is way off base, talking with Julio Ojeda Zapata here, my thinking is that if you post something online, no matter how much you're trying to protect it, it's probably never really safe or private, isn't it? I mean, isn't there some way for somebody to always get at something if they want to?
Well, the rule of thumb is never post something online and never say anything on a social network that you wouldn't want made public, because the only way for something to be truly private is for it to be on your computer in your house and not put anywhere online. So if there's something that you think is embarrassing or something that would be embarrassing to you if it were made public, my suggestion is don't put it online, because a website could get hacked or somebody could guess the address for it. You know, any number of things can happen. But don't put anything online that you would be mortified if that somehow got out. Just don't do it. Just assume everything you put online is public, even though you're trying to make it private.
This is what has happened with Photo Bucket, because some people have managed to determine where some of these things are. I don't know how they go about it, but they are taking a look at photos that they really shouldn't or weren't meant to have access to, and then sharing them around big time, including some people who did exactly as you said not to do, put some photos on that they didn't really or shouldn't have put on there.
And Photo Bucket has a specific flaw. Photo Bucket has privacy settings, but as I understand it, with Photo Bucket, that all that really means is the address is not made known to search engines. But troublemakers who put in a lot of work to try to guess these addresses can get to the content, because it's, as I mentioned earlier, it's not password protected. It's not really private. It's not really kept safe from prying eyes. The address works. If you know the address and you type it into your browser, you can get to it. So if somebody posts a naked picture of themselves on Photo Bucket, and somebody guesses the address of that photo, bam, they're there. So this is a problem that Photo Bucket needs to resolve. You know, Flickr has slightly different privacy settings. But I've run into these situations before where I'm using services and I have to take a really close look at the privacy settings because there might be like a super privacy setting where there's a password that people can't get to that unless they type in a password. And there might be a slightly less private setting where, this won't show up on search engines. But if somebody manages to figure out what the address for that content is, they can get to it. And that, in that sense, it's very public, not private.
Okay.
So PhotoBucket has a flawed system, but they're not unique. I mean, I've run into this situation again and again. And so I have to be really, really careful that my content is password protected, sort of kept from prying eyes. And I don't put anything online, that would make my mother, want to disown me.
There you go. That's exactly right. Yes. Yeah. That's a good guideline. Mom should always be the guide that mother would be embarrassed if she knew this about her kid.
Or better yet, my wife.
Well, wherever your influence comes from, Julio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so you Flickr now, because I guess I have never shared photos before, but it is a good way families will do this, right? They'll go to PhotoBucket or a place like that, and they'll because you can put a whole bunch of photos all together and then email to your friends where to find them, and they can, if they're interested, they can find the photos of your vacation.
Yeah, Flickr is slightly different because you can set privacy settings picture by picture. With PhotoBucket, you set privacy settings for an entire album, but with Flickr, you can make... Within an album, you can make one photo super private, you can make another photo public, and on and on. And what I do with Flickr is I upload a bunch of photos. I set the privacy level to only friends and family that whose email addresses are sort of registered in my account. And then I send a web address to these people, and they can just click on the address and get in. And if I want to show these photos to somebody who's not in my friends and family list on Flickr, I can send them a private invitation. And then they can get in. So Flickr is a little more secure. But the problem with Flickr is I have to look very closely at every album, and because sometimes I screw up. Sometimes I think a photo is private, and I actually by mistake made it public, and so I have to look at every photo, make sure everything on there has a privacy setting that I want, because it's easy to make mistakes and make something public that you want it to be private.
Yeah.
So no matter what service you're using, you have to spend a little time and understand how privacy works in that service and make sure you're using it correctly and make sure you're paying attention and doing it properly.
Okay, I'm with you. But now, in Flickr, by the way, in PhotoBucket, there's not a charge for these things, is there?
Well, Flickr has a free level, but if you want more storage space, you pay a yearly fee. I that's what I do with Flickr.
Okay.
Also, some of these services, have free levels. You can store so many photos, and then if you run up to the limit, you want to store more, like Google's Picasa web albums, for instance. You get a certain amount of free storage, and beyond that, you have to pay. And in some cases, you can store low-resolution photos forever, but if you want to store higher-resolution photos, then they charge you.
I understand. Well, it seems like a convenient way, because otherwise, we sit with these, photos in our cameras a lot of times, or maybe we download them on our own computers, and then what? And this way, if you want to put up pictures of your adorable kid or kitten, I have the option of not seeing them. You don't have to email them to me.
Yeah, correct. And I've used Flickr forever, and I really like it. And comparing Flickr to the PhotoBucket situation, with the way PhotoBucket set up, I'm glad I'm using Flickr and not PhotoBucket, because the way PhotoBucket is set up is flawed. And I'm assuming they're going to very quickly change that and make things more private, because a lot of their customers had pictures of themselves
compromised.
Naked. Yeah, compromise, and that's mortifying, because you might be sharing a sexy picture of yourself with your girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever, and suddenly it's out there for all the world to see.
Well, now you've given me some something to think about in terms of your Flickr account there, Julio. It's it's like, okay, we're close to crossing into too much information territory here. But hey, thanks for the update on this. I understand this. So you'd recommend the one over the other, and you use it for how long now? You've used Flickr for a while?
Yeah, Flickr is really good because you pay one reasonable yearly fee, and you get unlimited storage capacity, and you can album by album. I use it for work. Like I'll post photos, related to some of my stories. I'll put them up there and then link to them on my blog. I put pictures of, you know, my kid, my, and, you know, family stuff that, that is more private and that isn't visible to the public. I use Flickr basically, you know, for everything because it's with that monthly fee, it's limitless. You can upload as many photos as you want.
Hey, quick story before I let you go now. Did you see the news today that Android users are now outnumbering iPhone users?
Yeah, Android is a juggernaut, and Android phones are getting really, really good. They're just about as good as the iPhone now, and so it this whole market is becoming really, really interesting because there's some really good choices out there. Just a few years ago, Android phones were terrible; they were vastly inferior to the iPhone. That is no longer the case.
Yeah, I just saw these numbers come across, and the Androids. Of course, there's lots of different Android choices out there and variables. Here's what I'm going to do, though. When I get ready to upgrade my hardware, I've just got a smartphone that doesn't seem all that smart. I think it's a Torch from BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get ready to upgrade it, I'm calling you, Julio, and you're going to tell me what I want to go get, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, good stuff. Julio Ojeda Zapata, and you can read him, too, in the Pioneer Press or at TwinCities.com. That's a good place to check for the latest in tech and tech information. Have a great day, my friend.
Yeah, take care.
Talk to you soon. So there you go. If you're going to be using the photo sharing sites, he's recommending Flickr over PhotoBucket until PhotoBucket makes some changes. The fusking thing is, it's they refer to it as not actually a hacking technique, but it's a way of finding private and often nude pictures on PhotoBucket by exploiting their privacy settings. There's actually information here on how to do just that.
So it's like phishing, but it's fusking.
Yes.
But you're looking
that's a good
for
way to. Yeah, that's very good.
Photo.
Yes. I like that. It is 1049 News Radio 830 WCCO.
We'll miss her. We'll miss the audience. We'll miss you watching us and this journey that you've taken with us. And we thank you for coming along.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a series wrap in production for Kira Sedgwick.
Coming up after, that's a clip from the behind the scenes for The Closer. And coming up, we're going to be talking about, with Talking TV with Matt Rausch here. We'll do that after 11 o'clock on WCCO. The Closer is going to hit their finale coming up. A story worth sharing for those of you who are in the service industry, and I think only in as it pertains to women. I think this is only about waitresses. But a recent survey has proven, at least they feel they've proven, that waitresses who wear red get up to 20%, 26% extra in tips if you are wearing red as opposed to other colors. Now, however, this only applies when you are waiting on male customers. So there's something about the red that makes the male more generous. Men, whether they realize it or not, will add anywhere between 15 and 26% more to a waitress in a form of a tip if they're dressed in red than if they would if they were wearing a different color. They took a number of waitresses and over a six-week period asked them to wear the same exact kind of T-shirt every day but alternate the colors. And they went back and checked. When wearing either black, white, green, blue, or yellow T-shirts, the size of the tips from both male and female customers were almost identical. But when they wore the red, 15 to 26% more from the men. But I can't think of a place other than, you know, the corner tavern or whatever. I mean, can you think of a restaurant where you don't have to wear a uniform? I guess the independently owned, small, you know, sort of restaurant. But everybody, I mean, Perkins, they wear a uniform, right? Even Applebee's.
Or some kind of polo. You know,
well, yeah, but it's part
black
of
pants,
but still, yeah, it's uniform. It's the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you were working in a restaurant at Target where you get to wear the red polo, I don't know where that would come into play.
We discussed earlier, maybe when they did this survey, they supplied the shirts for these people.
I'm
so
sure.
They had like maybe if they did Applebee's, they just gave them polos with a little insignia on it. And said, wear your colors on this day. Keep track of your tips on the day you wear your colors.
I think there's a restaurant. One of my favorite restaurants in my neighborhood is Lucky's.
Mm-hmm.
And they wear T-shirts. The wait staff wears a T-shirt, many of them. They should allow them to wear red T-shirts.
Yeah. Do you think Target people, men treat women at Target a little nicer then?
Because they're wearing
they
red?
Because they wear their red shirts? Yeah. Treat women who wear the red shirts.
No.
No?
No. But apparently we're the sucker for the scarlet. That's the thing.
There was a survey that came out, maybe it was 6 months ago, but it talked about that a woman who wears a red color, mm-hmm. red dress is what they used. Men were very attracted to that more than any other color that a woman could wear.
There was the one woman now retired in the White House press corps, the longtime reporter. I can't think of her name, but she was a longtime.
Not Helen. Is that the little old lady?
Yes, she was the one who always wore red.
Oh, she did?
I think she was the one, and she would be frequently called on first for her question.
Until George Bush put her in the back. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
He banished her.
Yes. You moved to the rear. I'm pretty sure that's who it was, but yeah. So the lady in red works for me.
Do you like that? Do you notice that when women wear red?
No.
Does your head turn?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
No. I'm pretty well in control of myself at all. Apparently you're not, right? Hines, really, really, you think you are? Check the decrees. Matt Roush, TV Guide, what's on TV besides the Olympics? Coming up next after 11 on WCCO.